know what happened there, but right while you were saying you bought a set of the shocks for your wife, and then you started breaking up a little bit, and I didn't hear what the ultimate. I'm curious, does she like them? And you know, because I love mine, and most everybody I've introduced to them, I've not found anybody that doesn't like them. And I got my shop. I think I got at least three or maybe more into a set. But yeah, I like them so much. But you know, I was using them for when I was running and biking and all that stuff, and they're just there's second to none when it comes to that, because they completely leave you open ear, situationally aware. These other ones that Shock sells, you know, their ear pods or whatever you want to call them, or whatever they call them, they claim they're open ear, so they're, you know, they should be the same, but I'm just leery, you know, of you know, how well they could do it, because they do sit in the ear, just not in the canal. So I'm just curious how they do things. And you know, and then you look at the specs. One of the criticisms of those bone conduction headsets is the frequency response. You know, they're a little thin on the bottom, and you know, as you would expect, they're small, right? All little devices like that are not going to be, you know, bass monsters. But the other versions that they have, from the ones that I got, are, you know, are less capable down low. So, like, not really willing to give up some of that. What little bit of low end, well, I don't want to say it like that. It's got more than adequate. I'm not willing to give anything up down there to try a new design. So that's got me looking at the old ones. But I get it. You got you didn't have a set that works, so I understand, you know. So for you, it's a no-brainer. Me, I've got a set of Jabra in-ear buds, and I bought them because they had this thing called hear-through. And when you hit it, they would actually bring sound. They would actually, like, we're almost working for an earphone, like a hearing aid, where they would listen and then retransmit, you know, amplify that to you. I find that worked. I thought that was going to be great, but it doesn't work all that good. I mean, it was better than an in-ear that didn't have any kind of listening, you know, or hear through or anything like that, but they still were a far cry from safe when I was doing things that required, you know, situational awareness. And so they pretty much got retired. They still work perfectly fine, and I keep them bedside if I ever want to watch something on a TV. And you know, if I go to bed early and I want to fall asleep watching something, I'll use the right side one with my left head on the pillow watching the TV. So, but they don't get a whole lot of use, let me tell you that. I'd time it out.